someone is describing something and it becomes well known enough that there are hundreds or even thousands of people who are thinking about it, the vibration of that becomes vivid enough that others who tap into it can then have a similar experience.
Okay. Yes. So does that happen with best-selling books or really popular news stories?
It is what the thought momentum is about, whether it is something wanted or unwanted.
Yeah.
Anything that many people give their attention to becomes vibrationally active. Okay. And then begins to gather a sort of attractive energy on its own. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what momentum is. That's what the word attractive even means. Yes. We want to say something to you, Harvey. We want you to know that getting millions of people to focus upon something is not as significant as you and your inner being doing it.
Okay.
In other words, when you focus upon something and you do so through the attitude that allows your inner being to join you in it, you've accessed the energy that creates worlds.
Okay.
So we don't ever want to give you the impression that you need numbers for your power, because you do not.
Right, okay. Another question is, I've started, Joseph Campbell talks about the hero's journey, or in native cultures there's a hero myth, and he saw it in Hollywood films that were very popular, that there would be a hero in the story, and that hero would have a calling to do something amazing. They would ignore it to start with, and then they would actually start on that journey, and they would go through adversity before they eventually triumphed. And it seemed to me that was, you have someone in their normal life, and then they have to go upstream. You have to take an audience upstream for a while, and then you take them downstream, and that, I just wanted your perspective of that.
Well, are you talking about your audience, or are you talking about the way it needs to be for real life creation, or both?
Well, I'm just talking about a popular film. It seems that a popular film has these elements that there has to be some adversity, and then that has to be overcome, and that, does that take the person watching the film through that journey and get them closer to their source, because they have to experience the adversary?
Well, it does follow life in the sense that the contrast in knowing what you don't want causes you to know more clearly what you do want. So it follows that if a film can amplify something that you really don't want and causes a clarity of what you do want right there, and then the writer of the film is wise enough to anticipate that as he has evoked from you what you want, that when he gives it to you, you will feel better.
Yeah.
And so it is the reason that it has been a successful pattern. And it is also successful because it does follow step one, step two, step three of the creative process. So we understand all of that. We are rather amused that someone will go into a theater feeling quite good. They will be dragged to the depths of despair, and then they will be brought back almost to as good as they felt before they went in, and they think they've had a good time. And we think that far, far too much of that is going on. Also, another thing that is happening is the appetite for the pathos is becoming so out of balance. The willingness of the movie makers to take you to that stronger and stronger and stronger place of what you do not want, while it may be giving birth to more and more rockets of desire, we do not feel the mass consciousness benefiting by the overwhelming attention that they are getting visually through movies, media, news stories, and so on. In other words, there is an imbalance that is happening. But we do understand their desire to provide some pathos. We would rather see you knowing what you don't want, giving birth to what you do want, and knowing what you don't want, and giving birth to what you do want, and knowing what you don't want, and feeling the vividness of that desire within you, even though you're not allowing it, than to be in a placid place of not really wanting.